Let's talk about how the world's changing. And not the world, because the world's changing. Holy crap, I can't even keep up. It's nutty. Politics are zany. Everything's zany. But let's talk about how the world of safety and reliability is changing. And one of the things that's changing is the way we think about workers. Hi, everybody. Todd Conklin, Pre-Accident Podcast. Thanks for joining. You know, I miss you when I'm not with you. I don't know how you feel about me, but when I'm not with you, it's totally miserable. Let's jump into this one because it's a shorty. I could talk for a long time. Maybe I will next time. I'll do a long one next time. But this time, let's jump right into it. So one of the shifts that you see when you think about safety differently or the new view or human performance or whatever it is that we talk about, high reliability, one of the shifts that's happened is traditionally we really saw the worker as the problem to be fixed. And because we saw the worker as the problem, and if you think about it, man, that's how we see it. Like behavioral-based safety, at its very, very basic core premise, says it's worker behavior. So you fix the behavior, you fix your safety program. That is pretty much seeing the worker as the problem. But because we saw the worker as the problem, then our next step was to go out and actually fix the worker. And the way we generally do that is by constraining them somehow. We either tell them what to do, follow the procedure, do it right the first time, every time, or what not to do. Don't cut your hand off. Don't amputate your finger. Don't run with scissors. And those constraints, those what to do and what not to do, in a perfect world are probably pretty good rules, and they do set a baseline. I mean, that's important. The problem is they can't manage variability. You know who can manage variability? You know who does manage variability? The worker. And that changes the way we look at the worker. The worker's not a problem to be fixed. Get ready, Dave. This one's for you. The worker's really the problem solver. Workers don't manage procedures. What they manage is variability around procedures. The workers are that adaptive part of the system that allows us to do the work we do in a highly variable and complex environment. The workers finish the procedural design. The workers finish the procedure writing because the workers fill in reality where the procedure deals with an ideal state. Now, that shift in thinking is not hard, but we got a lot of baggage to cut through. We got a lot of biases to get around. And those biases that say if the worker just behaved better, or cared more, I hear that one all the time, or tried harder, or worked harder, or was smarter, or more attentive, or more situationally aware, the worker wouldn't have the problem. But that's probably never the case. The case that we deal with is the fact that our procedure assumes every day's the same, and there is no variability. When in reality, every day's different, and there's tons of variability. That's the safety thought for today. Kick it around a little bit and see what you think. Until then, though, I want you to learn something new every single day. Have as much fun as you possibly can. And for goodness sakes, be safe.